Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 56 degrees. Hurricane Helene set to strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane with an unsurvivable 20-foot storm surge.
All eyes are on the tropics as Hurricane Helene moves through the Gulf of Mexico. The storm is currently forecast to reach the Florida Panhandle on Thursday evening. The fast-moving storm is still expected to be a tropical storm as it passes near Atlanta on Friday morning. Because of the large size of the storm, the entire state of Florida will see at least some impacts from the hurricane. Tropical storm warnings have been issued south of Tampa to Miami and up the east coast of the state. Hurricane warnings are issued from the Florida Big Bend around off towards the west near Apalachicola. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
The White House put out a statement Wednesday night saying the U.S. and several other nations are signaling their support for a 3-week ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Biden says the proposed ceasefire has a lot of support.
We're able to generate significant support from Europe as well as the Arab nations. Important is war not widen.
U.S. officials say they're hopeful a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah would restart negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. A woman has been charged in Sedgwick County Court with murder after a shooting in northeast Wichita that killed 38-year-old Daryl Clark Sunday. Mercedes Muldrew was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting at an apartment complex on North Inwood. Muldrew is next due in court October 8th. Her bond has been set at $750,000. A 30-year-old woman was taken into custody for felony parental kidnapping after a missing 6-year-old child was found in Augusta Wednesday. The child had been listed as missing for 3 years from Las Vegas. The Wichita Division of the Kansas Fugitive Apprehension Task Force arrested Natalie Black. She was wanted by the Nevada Attorney General's Office for felony parental kidnapping of a minor with an arrest warrant issued May 26, 2021. Machinist union workers are manning the picket lines outside Textron Aviation in Wichita. One of those strikers is Justin Pels, who's been with the company 39 years. He tells KNSS News he thinks a better contract can be offered soon.
It's possible. It really is because, you know, us older people, they're catering to the younger generation. When they sign in, they get like a $2,500 bonus. Well, that helps them today, but it doesn't help us older people. You know what I mean? But we've done it before. I was out here in 2008, and I think 30 days we were out over here. We remember that. I've worked with people today that I worked with then. Yes, I'm optimistic.
This is day four of the Textron Aviation Machinist Strike in Wichita. A Justice Department official testifies to House lawmakers about the January 6th Capitol riot and the presence of federal agents that day. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz did not deny an assertion from Republican Thomas Massie that there may have been federal confidential sources in the crowd at the Capitol riot. This is the closest any DOJ official has come to confirming the allegation.
Do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Can you tell us today how many there were? Were there more than 100?
I'm not in a position to say that.
Democrats dismissed suggestions the feds may have been secretly at the Capitol on January 6th.
Horowitz says his report about the riot will be out sometime between the election and inauguration. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he has returned to work following heart surgery to clear a blocked artery. The Republican governor said in a statement Wednesday that he received a stent last week at Oklahoma Heart Hospital South. His spokesperson, Abigail Cave, said in a statement that the blockage was discovered during a routine checkup and surgery was performed Friday. The 51-year-old Stitt has no other known health issues. A suspect is identified after an explosion at a California courthouse, leaving at least five people injured.
20-year-old Nathaniel McGuire identified as the man who set off an improvised explosive device at the Santa Maria courthouse.
McGuire was alone when he was apprehended and was wearing body armor underneath his jacket. He did not have any physical injuries from the explosion.
Undersheriff Craig Bonner of the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office noting McGuire faces felonies including attempted murder and using an explosive device, noting four victims were taken to the hospital. An additional victim arrived on their own, noting all were released. Explaining McGuire's motivation appears to have stemmed from a recent arrest for firearms offenses, noting he had an arraignment at the courthouse. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A New York resident has died from a mosquito-borne disease as experts warn of a widening risk.
Eastern equine encephalitis, or EEE, has a 30% fatality rate and is spread through bites from mosquitoes. State health officials say the patient was the first person to contract EEE in New York since 2015. The state health commissioner has declared EEE an imminent threat to public health. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A Staten Island, New York couple will have to pay the price for using a hidden camera to spy on a woman.
A federal jury awarding $2.78 million to Kelly Andrade. She sued Michael and Danielle Esposito after learning they placed a camera in a smoke detector with a memory card that contained hundreds of recordings of her naked or in various states of undress. Andrade had earlier noticed the smoke detector above her bed was constantly being repositioned. After making her discovery, Andrade filed a criminal complaint, but Esposito avoided jail time in a plea deal. Andrade says justice was not served in the criminal case, but her attorney says she's happy with a civil verdict. In New York, Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Police doing an investigation. This is pretty close to MacArthur and Seneca. Want to avoid that area for the time being. Again, that's a police investigation, and this is at MacArthur and Seneca. Taking a look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there, not seeing a whole lot on it right now. Things going pretty well, but watch out. We do have a stalled out vehicle southbound on I-235, and it's right around K-42, so that can back up when the traffic volumes get heavier. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for your Thursday. Another nice day ahead. Cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine. That's going to help us warm up to a high of 79 degrees. Winds will continue to stay pretty light, too, out of the southeast, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, north wind at 3 miles per hour, 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning, 6:12 on this Thursday morning, September 26th. We had a sunny day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 81 degrees. Normal high for the date is 80. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey!
On this date, in 1942, a trace of snow was observed in Wichita. This is the earliest snowfall on record for the city. That was in 1942.
Not this year.
On this date in 1960, the first ever debate between presidential nominees took place as Democrat John F. Kennedy and Republican Richard M. Nixon faced off before a national TV audience from Chicago. I remember that evening. I was watching. What was I, 9, 10 years old? Watching these two guys, trying to figure out what the heck they were talking about. All I remember is there were a lot of questions about Quemoy and Matsu. Apparently a couple of islands that the Chinese claimed, something quite a controversy, but I don't remember that. But I do remember that black and white.
Here we are, 60 years later, and the Chinese are still doing the same thing.
Remember that black and white TV and the lines that kept going up and down in it? Well, fall means...
Well, they always say about that debate that people who listened on the radio felt that Nixon won that pretty easily, and people watching on TV thought Kennedy won pretty easily, and that's where things started to shift.
That's true.
Yep. TV is the all-important thing.
Fall means it's time for just about everybody to get up to date on their flu and COVID-19 vaccines. A lot of older adults also need protection against another risky winter virus called RSV. The flu and COVID-19 shots are reformulated yearly to target newer strains and can be given together. While not perfect, the vaccinations are the best bet for avoiding a bad case of flu or COVID-19 this winter. U.S. Recommends those vaccinations for everyone ages 6 months and older. Yet last year, just 45% of adults got a flu vaccination and 23% got COVID-19 shots. So not a lot of response there to the shots, the vaccinations. I got to go get me one. My wife is insisting that we get a pneumonia shot as well as a flu shot. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if you get that pneumonia, that's...
I hear that.
It takes hold. That's not good.
Not good at all.
Stay away from that.
A suburban Philadelphia bakery's cookie poll that started during the 2008 presidential campaign as a joke between the owners and their customers has grown into much more. Locals, L-O-C-H-E-L, Locals Bakery in Hatboro, swamped with orders. The sale of each Harris 2024 cookie counts as a vote in the poll for Democrat Kamala Harris. And likewise for Republican Donald Trump. He's got the red cookie. And people are driving from a couple of hours away to buy the cookies at Locals. Shipment orders are coming in from as far away as Alaska. Cookie poll accurately predicted the winner the first three times, but not in 2020. So,
not perfect.
It's not perfect. The cookie poll.
But you get your cookies.
Yeah, you get a snack.
You're making some money.
There you go. A Hurricane Helene is expected to come to shore tonight somewhere along that coast there. Georgia, Florida coast, and they're talking about a 20-foot storm surge. If anybody's out, they're going to get swept away.
Not good.
Man, I can imagine 20 feet. Wow. That's quite a surge. And, that's supposed to come to shore sometime this evening or tonight, and it could be a big one. Yesterday, one of those meteorologists say the thing is going to be 400 miles wide.
It's massive.
That's a big storm. 6:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll do Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals in the nation's capital taking on the Washington Nationals. Of course, you might remember the Royals did not score on Saturday and Sunday, losing. And then they did not allow a run on Tuesday in a win. And for the fourth straight game, another shutout. Once again, the Royals pitchers throw a blank at the Washington Nationals. And the Royals even got a little bit of offense. More than one run on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Big opportunity here for the Royals. Biggest at-bat so far for Grossman is in his short Royals career right here. And Grossman lines it to center field, and that's down for a hit. Salvi scores. Here comes Gurriel.
with a bad throw to the infield, and Vance Wilson was all over it. And Robbie Grossman puts the Royals in front 3-0.
Yes, that's exactly what Grossman wanted to do. Wait for that first good one.
Boy, when's the last time we had a Royals highlight where two runs scored on the same play? That's been a long time. The Royals win it 3-0. The Royals bullpen, 6 2/3 innings of scoreless work, only allowing two hits as the Royals get their second straight shutout after that 7-game losing streak. And once Daniel Lynch is another guy. 2 2/3 work out of the bullpen. Since being called up from AAA in late August, he has appeared in 10 games with a 0.0 earned run average. Nice. All right, the Royals are now 4 games left to go in the season. Royals at Washington. It's a noon game today, an afternoon game. So listen to that game at noon on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Royals win, Twins win. So here's where we are. The Royals still have a 2-game lead for the playoffs with 4 games to go. ESPN metrics say the Royals have an 86% chance to make the playoffs. 4 games to go. Here we go. All right. Hey, we got football going on tonight. We'll talk college football first up with the Chris Kleiman Show, head football coach at K-State. Coach Kleiman, that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Big one for the Wildcats in Manhattan on Saturday morning. 23rd-ranked K-State hosting 20th-ranked Oklahoma State. Both teams lost their conference open. That will kick off at 11 a.m. Saturday on KFH. So tune in to Coach Kleiman tonight at 6 o'clock. Get a preview of that one. And after that, it's pro football, Thursday night football, as we begin week 4 in the NFL. It's in New York. The Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Both teams are 1-2. Cowboys are favored by a touchdown. The Cowboys have defeated the Giants 6 times in a row. Dallas is coming off those back-to-back home losses. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, Giants-Cowboys on KFH. We even have a high school game here in the area, and it's 2 undefeateds matching up tonight. Undefeated Medicine Lodge hosting undefeated Conway Springs. Good Thursday night game in high school football. College volleyball last night. Wichita State won its conference opener on the road, beat Memphis 3-1. Emerson Wilford with a career-high 16 kills. And Morgan Stout had 4 service aces and 4 blocks out of Nickerson High School. Hey, Shockers have won 3 of their last 4. They win their conference opener. In Lawrence last night, the Kansas volleyball team wins its conference opener. The Jayhawks are ranked 9th in the nation, and they swept Central Florida 3-0. The Jayhawks now 10-1 on the season. In women's golf yesterday, big win for KU as they won the Red Sky Classic out in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, beat all 16 teams. KU won it by 7 strokes. Second lowest 54-hole total score in KU program history in women's golf. I think the Jayhawks have a pretty good women's golf team there as they won the Red Sky Classic yesterday out in Colorado. And in men's soccer, Newman picked up a big win yesterday at home on the west side of town. Newman beating 22nd-ranked Southern Nazarene 5-3 in the conference opener. Newman men beat a ranked team. They won 3 of their last 4, now 4-3 overall on the season. At Sports with Steve and Ted, sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. It's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Good produce is hard to find at the supermarket. Okay. That story coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Thursday morning, 54 degrees. Hurricane Helene is expected to make landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane today and will bring an intense 20-foot storm surge, widespread flooding, and high winds. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor discusses disaster response measures the city will be taking during the storm.
We have our push crews. As you guys know, those are the ones that will clear the debris out of the way so that we can get first responders into neighborhoods if that's necessary.
Evacuation orders have been issued for many parts of the Hillsborough County area in Florida.
Kimberly Compass has been sentenced in Sedgwick County District Court in the death of her 2-year-old son, Zayden. Compass faces life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. She was convicted of first-degree murder in May of 2021. In May 2019, Zayden died from a methadone overdose in the 2300 block of South Broadway. Methadone is a prescription used to treat opioid addiction.
Machinist union workers are manning picket lines again today outside Textron Aviation in Wichita. And one of those strikers is Justin Pels. He tells KNSS News he's worked in the Wichita aircraft industry for more than 40 years.
I started at Cessna in 1981, got laid off and went to Beech in 1985. And I have continuous seniority since 1985, 39 years.
Pels says he is confident the union and the company can get together on a new contract soon. This is day four of the Textron Aviation machinist strike in Wichita.
Officials in Los Angeles share an update after a deadly Metro bus hijacking.
LA police arresting Lamont Campbell for murder, the 51-year-old accused of hijacking a city bus and fatally shooting a passenger.
While the investigation is still going on, I want to be very clear again that those involved must be held fully accountable to the rule of law. There is no place for this in LA, and we will be working to ensure that all Angelenos, riders and operators, are safe.
LA Mayor Karen Bass noting officials are piloting a weapon detection system for public transit and working to install more silent alarms and more bus operator barriers. Officials say a bus driver was able to alert police using an emergency button, sparking an hour-long slow-speed pursuit. The bus driver and a second passenger were rescued. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
In June, the West Coast-based Navy SEALs participated in a training exercise off the coast of Southern California with the USS Greenville submarine and crew.
The training opportunity provided the submarine warfighters aboard the USS Greenville the opportunity to practice a unique capability. But it was about more than just improving the skills between the subcrew and the SEALs. Captain Kenneth Douglas, commander of the Submarine Squadron 11, explained that they could provide substantial value in securing access to either denied or contested areas. During the exercise, the SEALs conducted a military freefall jump into the ocean, followed by an airdrop of combat rubber raiding craft. Putting the boats into operation, the SEALs then rendezvoused with the USS Greenville. Government officials declined to comment on what type of contingencies the SEALs are training for, but the Financial Times recently reported that Navy SEALs are currently training for contingency plans in Taiwan if the Chinese government ever attempts to invade. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with the meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for your Thursday. Another nice day ahead. Cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine. That's going to help us warm up to a high of 79 degrees. Winds will continue to stay pretty light, too, out of the southeast, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And we have a clear sky, 54 degrees, a north wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:33, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. This is the 26th day of September. Yes, that's right. And fall is, what, 2-3 days old now? We're on our second or third day. On this date in 1777, British troops occupied Philadelphia during the American Revolution. And they weren't wanted here, but they came over anyway.
Well, it was their country.
Yeah.
We were their
colony.
Still was.
Still was. A former Houston police officer has been convicted of murder in the 2019 deaths of a couple during a drug raid at their home. A jury found Gerald Goines guilty Wednesday of two counts of murder in the January 2019 deaths of Dennis Tuttle and his wife, Regina Nicholas. An investigation after the raid revealed corruption problems within the police department's narcotics unit. Prosecutors said at trial that Goines lied to get a search warrant for the couple's home that falsely portrayed them as dangerous drug dealers.
Ooh.
Goines' lawyer admitted he lied, but that his actions did not permit a murder conviction. Starting today, the same jury is to decide Goines' sentence, and he faces up to life in prison. So, apparently, it wasn't all above board in that case.
Hey, Any case where a lawyer admits to lying, something's wrong. That's not what you want to hear.
A 10th person has died in an ongoing outbreak of Listeria food poisoning tied to a now-closed Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia. At least 59 people in 19 states have been sickened by the bacteria, first detected in liverwurst. Boar's Head officials shut down the plant in Jarrett, Virginia, earlier this month and stopped making the liverwurst. Inspection reports revealed problems, including mold, insects, dripping water, and meat and fat residues on walls, floors, and equipment. The company earlier recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli meat products sold across the U.S.
But they didn't shut the place down until multiple people started dying.
People started dying, and that ultimately got their attention.
Maybe they should have cleaned things up before people started dying.
Sounds like a good idea. You know, my sister-in-law, Tara, my wife's sister, she and her husband owned a little hamburger stand down in College Station. Mm-hmm. Burger Boy was the name of it. I've told you about it a million times. But one of the things I got to say about Tara is she passed every one of those inspections with flying colors. She kept about the cleanest place you've ever been in.
That's what every restaurant should
They're
be doing.
Supposed to be doing that, but sometimes people don't. They don't clean that. They don't do anything in the bathrooms. They're just out there too busy putting out the food. But, yeah, we like to realize that they're a clean place to eat.
Yeah, remember Tacoma Burger?
Oh,
that place was filthy.
Do I? But, man, that hamburger was good.
That place was a mess. Well, that's because there was stuff from the ceiling dripping onto the grill.
Secret ingredients.
Man. That place was.
Oh, yeah. That was, if you don't know, that was right down by the ballpark on Maple.
Mm-hmm.
You could have fit the whole building in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy there was, I can't remember his name, but he was.
He was about 150 years old.
Yeah, he's a big guy with the, you know. And, yeah, I was to say, when you got to go to Tacoma, they put it in a brown paper sack, and by the time you sat down in your car.
Yeah, by the time you got to the car, the bottom of the sack was
soaked.
Was
grease.
Just about to burst because there was so much grease. I remember the last time I was in there. I looked up at the ceiling. There's stuff dripping down, brown stuff dripping out of the ceiling. I was like, oh, my God.
Get out of here. But it sure was good. That's a great hammer. Man. People still talk about it. 6:37 here with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. And we'll be talking with Tom Leffler here in just a moment. I seem to have some difficulty getting in touch with him this morning. Of course, he's been doing our KNSS Commodities Update for how long, Ted? Do you know?
20 plus years.
He's been here with us on this show almost from the start. And today we're doing Steve and Ted's show number 6,769.
6,769 for us.
If you're counting.
We are counting.
Goes back to January.
Thanks to you. I'm glad you have been keeping count.
January of 1998 is when we started. All right, let's go ahead and check in with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, trading Wednesday was two-sided for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. The feeder cattle held positive better than the live cattle did, with few contracts able to slightly make a new high for the week. Now, the boxed beef prices are still struggling. We saw a big sell-off yesterday, and there has been no activity in our feed yards. The lean hog futures yesterday traded mixed and closed on the slightly negative side, and today is the quarterly hogs and pig report that comes out at 2 o'clock. On the close, December live cattle were 7 cents. Lower 184.32. November feeder 65 cents higher at 244.05. And December lean hog 7 cents lower at 74.90. Now, Russia expects a smaller wheat crop and Argentina a larger soybean crop than a year ago. Trading Wednesday started negative for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. However, the close ended positive for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, with only the Chicago wheat futures trading above Tuesday's high. We have most mostly higher trade this morning. December Kansas City wheat's 4 1/4 higher at 585 1/4. December corn unchanged at 415 1/4. And November soybean 6.5 cents higher at 1059 3/4. November crude oil trading $1.96 lower at 67.74. December gold $22 higher, $2,707. December S&P 47 points higher at 58.26. December dollar index 22 cents lower at $100.40. And December Dow Jones futures 186 points higher at 42,464. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Luffer Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We were just talking off the air there before you got on with us that how long you've been doing your updates here on with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Do you have any idea when your start date was?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe next April makes 20 years.
Next April makes 20 years. That sounds about right, Ted. It's close to 20. All right. It's been quite a run here for 20 years, huh?
It really has.
You're going to do 20 more, right?
We're going to give it a try. How's that sound?
Sounds great. All right, Tom. Be careful. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS News Time now, 6:46 on a Thursday morning, 54 degrees. Three big things. Three. Hurricane Helene expected to hammer the Gulf Coast with a 20-foot storm surge.
Two.
Wide support for a new ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
One.
Textron aviation machinist strike enters day four. No talks expected before the weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area starting to pick up, starting to see some heavier traffic volumes. Only seeing slowdowns right now about 143rd Street East and Kellogg, mostly westbound there, but yeah, just some pockets of heavier travel on the highways at this time. Really, things looking pretty good at the moment. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway. It's in the former Kmart building, and you can see everything at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 54. Then on Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, again, 82 degrees. Now clear sky, north wind at just 3 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you, and the weather is perfect to enjoy the patio with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An AI company is launching a new mode that will allow for vocal interaction.
Fox on Tech.
ChatGPT can finally chat with you. OpenAI, the company behind the revolutionary text-based artificial intelligence app that writes poetry and resumes and maybe even news articles, is now going to integrate voice. The company will roll out the new feature to its paid tier users at first. It's one of two new things ChatGPT can do. The company's website says it can engage a user in real, back-and-forth conversation, completing requests and making use of a number of voices from which the user can pick. ChatGPT will also be able to respond to pictures. Perhaps you enter a photo of a broken piece of equipment. The AI can recognize it and suggest a repair. A photo of the food in your fridge could generate a recipe. OpenAI says after its paying customers get the chance to use the voice and image features, they'll make them available to developers. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Wall Street passes midweek.
Markets mixed ahead of remarks from Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell expected Friday. The Dow snapping a four-day record streak, falling 293 points. The S&P down by 10, the NASDAQ up 7. Investors also keeping their powder dry as they await fresh data on inflation due Friday. Big tech and growth stocks performing well, while energy and healthcare lagged. Meanwhile, new home sales trending higher as falling mortgage rates boosted demand. And oil down sharply as traders question the impact of China's stimulus on demand, and gold soaring to a record high on rate cut momentum. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 650 now, Thursday morning, time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Stephen, Ted. I'm talking about the hazards of dip buying. No, not
dip buying.
Not buying your French onion, but we'll find out here. You know, anyone who has a self-directed brokerage account has probably bought stock on the dip. You may have been following a company that has had some, you know, some pretty good gains, and you get a bad case of FOMO, that's fear of missing out, and you decide you want to buy the stock, but it keeps going up.
Uh-oh.
And so you're afraid to buy while it's high. Then there's a dip and the stock goes down and drops a bit, so you swoop in and you grab it on the dip. Well, when there's a lot of market volatility, we see more up and down activity. That creates more opportunity to buy on a dip. That can be rewarding over time, that is, if the markets are moving upwards. It can become the opposite if there is a sustained trend to the downside. Well, if you pull up a chart of the stock index you're buying, it seems evident that there are short and long-term trends moving either direction. But as you know, hindsight is perfect. The difficulty becomes quite a bit less transparent when we're projecting into the future. When the markets move from an upward direction to downward, it's called a change in a secular trend. A secular trend is a long-term and enduring pattern of movement in a particular sector of the market. They are very difficult to spot because they generally are surrounded by short-term market movements. There may be lots of short-term ups and downs in a market when the secular trend is moving up. Now, I don't encourage doing this, but there can be success found in buying on a dip, even in a bear market. It might be akin to day trading. It requires disciplined buy-sell strategies with attention towards fees and taxes, because those can really eat you up. The cost of frequently trading in and out of a downward secular trend can eat up gains. Then there are the tax consequences from the short-term gains. For long-range investors, buying on a dip in a disciplined model can be beneficial over time, but you know what? Why not let professional asset managers do it for you. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
How do you know you're at the bottom of the dip?
You don't.
You know the deep. How deep is that dip?
Well, but if you see a trend of it going up and down a lot, and then you see it go back down to that down spot, often people think, well, hey, there's a spot where it's lower because it has a history of popping back up after that. So that's what buying on the dip is doing,
buying
essentially.
Buying on the dip.
Yes.
All right. Today is National Pancake Day.
Oh.
I'm sure we can all agree on this. Also known as Johnny Cakes, Griddle Cakes, or Hot Cakes. The batter-made breakfast item dates back more than 30,000 years. In fact, it may be the oldest breakfast food in history.
Well, that IHOP down on Kellogg, never mind.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So there you go. And we, of course, in the last few years, Shelley and I and our grandkids sometimes stayed in various fairly cheap motels around the area.
Yeah, where they got the free breakfast.
You got that free breakfast, and you got to make your own waffle in there.
Oh, that's fun. I like that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, you fill up the cup with the batter, and then you pour it in there, and then you get to flip that thing over.
Flip it over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting, no?
Hey.
Apparently for you two it is.
It is. So, the question is, what type of syrup or topping do you prefer? Blueberry?
I like good old maple, but I tell you, it's really, really good. Squeezing a fresh lemon on there and putting powdered sugar on top of that.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah? Where do you position yourself on the topic of butter? Is butter necessary for a pancake?
You can throw some butter. Oh, gosh, yes. Butter always.
Of course.
Yeah.
Butter is better on anything.
Better butter. Better.
Betty. Pancake day.
Yeah.
Good day for Don to take us out for some pancakes.
Well, let's go.
All right. Chad, we're leaving. Have fun. Oh, pancake
just
day.
Put it on. Pull up yesterday's show and play it.
Put that one again.
Yeah, you got it in a can someplace. You know,
stuff every day.
Or you could just have a money tracker like a money tracker palooza. You know, just play them back to back.
Yeah, I can see that would help out with our audience. Yeah.
Yeah, just don't play Mondays ever again.
Mondays? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That was the one you fell asleep on all the statistics in it. Yeah, it was horrid.
I wasn't sleeping. I was resting my eyes. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Gulf Coast is preparing for Hurricane Helene. It could be a big one. And a proposed ceasefire in the Middle East gains wide support. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.